And welcome back to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine mid-month check-in for July. Glad you're here. Hope you're doing well. Hope your podcast is going well. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about your show. You can always reach me over at CanadianPodcaster.com. And we could feature you in August. We're already busy working. We're like little busy little beavers or bees or something working on the August edition of the online magazine for Canadian podcasters just like you. So if you want to be featured, please let us know at CanadianPodcaster.com. Excited to do this. Excited to have you here. Happy Canada Day. And what did you do? What did you do? I'm listening. What did you do? To barbecue? Fireworks? A day off, maybe? That would be nice, right? Yeah, it went by really quick. And one thing I loved, I watched the event at Parliament Hill and all that because, you know, it's Canada. And I love seeing Amanda Marshall on stage. I'm a musician, and I've covered her songs with my bands and things in the past many times. And they're always a crowd favorite. Anytime you pull out an Amanda Marshall song, oh yeah, people love it. And yeah, I do a lot of winery gigs here in Niagara where I live, and do, you know, nothing like having a glass of wine, sitting out under the stars at a winery, listening to great music. It's really kind of cozy. And yeah, anyway, so that's what I love doing. I love music and I love doing that kind of stuff and interacting with people. So the music side of me loves the podcast side of me as well, because the podcast side of me is all about connecting with other people, sharing a message, building community, just like a band does from the stage, whether it's out under the stars or under the lights. We're building a sense of community when we jump up on stage and share our songs, share our music and our love for what we do. And that's what I think we do as podcasters every single day. As we get up, we get the mic out, and we share a message with the world. And my hope with the Canadian Podcaster Magazine and everything that we do here is that we are raising the voices collectively of all the Canadians here in this amazing country. We need Canadian voices more than ever. And I think that the world is watching us. I think that the world is taking note of what's happening in this country with everything in the news going on in and around us and what we do here to build up Canadian voices and to share this. I think it's something we really need to think about. So I got a few ideas for you, some examples of some things I think we could lean into as Canadian podcasters. And just some ideas for maybe how you and I can work together as podcasters to raise all podcasters in Canada, one listener at a time. Glad you're here. Let's get into this. This Lean Learning book, I Tell You, by Pat Flynn. I have it right here with me. It is amazing. One thing I'd really encourage everyone to go check it out. I love the audiobook. I did get the paper book as well. The paperback book has like diagrams and things that kind of go along with what we're hearing in the audiobook. It's kind of nice. I'm that kind of guy. I don't know how you are with audiobooks, but I like the audiobook playing while I'm holding the book in my hand. I get like double the information, and it's kind of nice to have somebody lead me through the book. And, you know, we're all busy people, right? We're all people that are working and doing things and on the go. So an audiobook travels lightly, and it's something that we can all take with us. And, anyway, I love the book. The main thing I would say, if it was a takeaway that you could easily determine if this book is for you or not, Pat, in this book, Lean Learning, How to Achieve More by Learning Less, talks about just-in-time learning. In that, like I equate it to a store. I've worked in retail for most of my life. Retail, you get a truck shows up at the back door and it has a load of eggs or milk or bread, something. And when that product arrives at the store, it has a very short shelf life. It's not like you get one shipment a year or you get 40 trucks in a row. You get enough to hold you over until the next truck. And with an expiry date on these products, you don't want to have a lot of inventory, because if you have a lot of inventory, then chances are it's going to expire and it's not going to be worth anything. So we get trucks that show up just in time. They bring us enough to get us to the next delivery, and that's it. That's just in time delivery and shipment. In learning around podcasting, this is how I'm relating this book to what I do. what I'm finding is there's a lot of people in the world that like to start podcasts and the idea of starting a podcast. So they go and collect a lot of learning. They go and amass a huge inventory of knowledge around podcasting and about starting a podcast. And in that, they get more information than they probably will ever use. And it's not just in time learning, it's amassing every little nuance about podcasting to the point where they are so overfilled with knowledge that they never act or they never start their show, unfortunately. And they could really help a lot of people. So what I love about applying the lessons in lean learning to podcasting is that you don't need to know everything about podcasting to start a podcast. You need to know enough to start. And when you find a gap in your learning and your knowledge, then you go learn that thing. Having 35 podcast gurus, having 100 books about podcasting, having been to every possible conference about podcasting and every meetup and every course and whatever around podcasting is not going to make you any closer to starting. The action part is you alone taking the knowledge you have and moving forward. And one of the quotes I've been using on my other show, the How to Podcast series, is all around the idea that you do what you can with what you have where you are. Do what you can with what you have where you are. It's a quote that's equated to or kind of pointed to towards Theodore Roosevelt, but do what you can with what you have where you are. You have enough to start whatever your big project is. You have enough to do the next episode, to start a podcast. You have enough knowledge. You have enough tools and resources. And you're at the right place in your life to start. You're not lacking in anything. You can start your show. And instead of, like I said, amassing knowledge upon knowledge upon knowledge with no action, start the way you are and grow from there. And that's why I really love lean learning. You'll see a link in the online magazine for Pat Flynn's book and his website and all that great stuff. Then, you know, go there, check it out. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can always leave me a message over at CanadianPodcaster.com. And we'd love to connect with you over there as well. Lean Learning, Pat Flynn, How to Achieve More by Learning Less. Time to put the books away. Time to get out the microphone. Let's go. And as we go through the magazine, another reminder too, that we do have a free podcast community. Don't podcast alone, everyone. No, don't. Don't do that. Come and join us. We need to be in community as podcasters. We need accountability. We need to have somebody in our corner that is helping us to be committed to this thing that we love. And sometimes we just need a gentle nudge. We need to know there's someone else in the boat with us. We're not doing this alone. So just like you should never go swimming alone, because I can't swim, don't go swimming alone, but don't podcast alone. And we have a meetup group that we meet twice a week, and it's for everyone, not just Canadians, it's for everyone. If you're listening somewhere else, you can still come. We want you there. And it's completely free. There's no sales funnel. We don't sell anything there. What we do is we do community together, and we do it really well, not because of me as the leader, but because we have great people in the room who really care about you, and we become family. So go check out our meetup group. Again, there's a link in the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. Come join us. It's completely free. And meet some great podcasters from around the world. And let's talk podcasting. Don't podcast alone, people. Go find yourself a community. And if you haven't found one yet, come try ours. I know you're going to love it. Our meetup group, you can find links in the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. So our featured podcasters for July 2025. This is where we do little snippets from the shows that are mentioned in the Canadian Podcaster online magazine to give you a little taste, like a little, you know, taste test of what these shows are all about and whether or not they're for you. And we have a bunch for you here. And I would love for you to go and take a listen to these shows. And if they catch your curiosity, go subscribe, follow them, let them know. Jump in their comments if you're listening on Spotify or however you want to get a hold of these people through their socials and let them know, hey, I heard about your show through the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. This is amazing. I love your show. Let them know. And the first one is actually the Podcast Editing and Support Show. What is the Podcast Editing and Support Show? Well, it's a show that helps podcasters like you find an editor. And it's also a show for editors, like me, to find podcasters like you. So if you're looking to build a team around your show and you're like, you know, I started this on my own. I love doing it, but I'm at my maximum. I can't grow beyond this point because I'm spending all my time editing and doing all the behind the scenes stuff. I would love to have a podcast support person in my corner to make this easier so that I can do this longer and better. I want to spend time with my audience. I don't want to spend time editing. I want to spend time with my guests. I want to build relationships. I want to work on my coaching program. I don't want to be spending time taking out ums and ahs and posting to my podcast hosting site and doing all that other stuff. Can I just give this away? Yeah, podcasteditingandsupport.com is the website. Here's a little clip of the podcast editing and support show. And the voice might sound familiar, but it's a fun show all about helping connect podcasters and podcast support. Here we go. Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you back. It's Dave. Yeah, and I'm a podcast editor. I feel like I'm like in a meeting where we're all getting together and admitting that we're podcast editors. Well, I am. And I'd love to edit for you if you're looking for somebody and you're like, hey, I don't even know where to start. Well, I'm an editor and I'm hosting a show about editing, so it's kind of meta. I get it. But if you're looking for an editor, reach out. I'd love to talk to you. If you're an editor and you're looking to hang out with another editor, reach out. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to have you on the show to talk about what you do and your unique process and who you serve and your stories of being an editor behind the scenes, making people look and sound amazing. If you're an editor, reach out. I'd love to have you on the show as a guest. We'll have a great conversation. We'll be friends. And maybe we can refer work to each other. How about that? Don't do this alone. If you're an editor, reach out. I'd love to have you on the show. Again, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. Now, as an editor, supporting podcasters, taking out the ums and the ahs, being a support person and helping people with their show, as a guest, their website, their social media, all that stuff. We basically have our own little...
If you want to hear a great podcast around Canadian history, okay? Were you a history lover in class, like back in the day in high school? Did you sit up straight when history class started and your teacher walked in the room? Or were you the person that kind of went, oh gosh. I love history. I think it's amazing. And to have a podcast called Canadian History X, you got to go check it out. It's great. And the host is amazing. And what you see on social, great posts, great information. You can tell this podcast knows history. This is the good, the bad, and the weird of Canadian history. And it's Canadian History X. And Canada X, EHX.com, CanadianX.com. Go check it out. It's in the Canadian online magazine for podcasters this month. And I'd love for you to go check it out. Here's a little taste of Canadian History X. Come on, how Canadian can we be? I love this. Here we go.
It was sometime in summer in the early 1990s. I took a break from whatever yard work or farm work I was doing, and I sat down with my lunch in front of my TV. I don't remember what I was watching. It's been 30 years after all. But when the show went to commercial, my life changed. This commercial was not selling something I could buy in the store. Instead, it advertised Canada's history. Thinking back to that day, I believe it was the story of James Naismith and the birth of basketball. In it, a janitor climbs up to get a ball from a basket and laments the task of getting the ball. When it's suggested that a hole be cut in the bottom, he says, "I need these peach baskets back." From that moment on, I was enraptured by Canadian history for the rest of my life. And I'm not the only one. Just say, I smell burnt toast to a Canadian and see what they say, because the impact of these commercials on me cannot be understated. I'm Craig Baird, this is Canadian History X and the Heritage Minutes. Three things inspired my passion in Canadian history and placed me on the road I'm on now, sharing history for my living. Pierre Burton, Canada, A People's History, and those Canadian history commercials I stumbled upon three decades ago. Walter Stewart, the outspoken journalist for the Globe and Mail known as Canada's Conscience, once said, "For most Canadians, history starts about a week ago last Friday." and he was right. Before the Heritage Minutes, few Canadians knew their history. And what they learned typically came from a book, as Canadian history on the screen was in short supply. And it would have stayed that way, and maybe I would have never been inspired to start this podcast had it not been for one man, Charles Bronfman. Charles Bronfman was, and still is, a rich man. He's currently worth over $2 billion and is easily one of the wealthiest men in Canada.
We haven't had the chance to talk a lot about children's podcasts on this show. If you're a parent, or you have kids, or you know of kids, or you're an aunt or an uncle, or grandmother or grandfather, and you want an app for your kids to listen to podcasts, no screen time here, everyone. You know what we're trying to do with our children. Get them off of the screen time so they can go play. They can press play on a podcast while they go to bed at night, where they don't have to be staring at their screen. They're supposed to be sleeping. They can listen to podcasts and fall asleep. They can go play. They can be interacting with podcasts while doing something else, like coloring, doing a puzzle, doing something that's fun, but also have the beauty of interacting with a podcast. Kids Pod, it's a free app. You can find it in your Google Store and your Apple Store, all that. Kids Pod, it's an app where it's screen free, and the idea is for your kids to be able to have access to podcasts, children's podcasts, curated list of children's podcasts. And there's a great Canadian children's podcast, Sleep Tight Stories. It's very intriguing. It brings joy and calm to families around the world of bedtime. At bedtime, it's just what a perfect time to have a podcast when your kids are going off to bed. I know when my kids were little, they would hyperfixate on one story and want that story every night. So if that's your kids, this is a fun podcast for families. Sleep Tight Stories at sleeptightstories.org. It's featured in our magazine for this month of July. Again, another podcast that I just love the idea, and I love the creativity of what they do. They're fun stories. They're something you're really going to enjoy as a family. So here's a little taste of this. And even if you're an adult and you have no kids, if you want to be kept company and have some great stories, this is Sleep Tight Stories. It's amazing. I think you're going to love it. Sleeptightstories.org. Again, in the magazine for July 2025. Sleep Tight Stories here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine Podcast. Here you go. A little taste.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Sleep Tight Stories. This story is based on an old Finnish folktale, but in ours, it takes place in the forests of Ontario, Canada, on a warm day in July. It's about Bruno the bear, who's tired of being called clumsy by all the other forest animals. But when he spots a ptarmigan in the woods, Bruno gets a chance to prove he can do something right. Will Bruno finally get the recognition he's hoping for? Let's find out. Bruno and the Brilliant Catch. Bruno the bear lumbered through the summer forest, clumsy as ever, his big paws snapping twigs and rustling every bush in sight. It was one of those warm July mornings that smelled like fresh pine and wild bergamot, or maybe just Bruno himself. Crunch, crunch, crash. Bruno's foot caught on something, and down he went like a sack of potatoes. He lay there for a moment, face in the moss. Oof, every time, he muttered.
Sonia C. is the host of Tenacity, and it's where resilience meets the real stories of successful entrepreneurs and startup founders. You can find Sonia and Tenacity in the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for July. There's a link right there to go right to her show. And again, I wanted to give you a little taste of this. It's a great podcast. I love how Sonia shows up as a host, and she just delivers great content. And again, Canadian, everyone, let's go. We're raising all Canadian voices here on the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. Tenacity by Sonia C. Again, where resilience meets the real stories of successful entrepreneurs and startup founders. A featured podcast in the Podcaster magazine for July. A little taste for you. Here's Sonia.
Welcome to Tenacity with Sonia C., the podcast where entrepreneurs, founders, and ambitious professionals come to learn from those who have walked the path, navigating challenges and achieving success. Whether it's thriving in business, pivoting, scaling for growth, fundraising, or finding work-life balance, dealing with loneliness, adversity, or overcoming personal struggles, our guests share the insights and strategies that have empowered them to level up. I'm your host, Sonia, and let's get started. My guest today is Dennis Madur, a lifelong entrepreneur who started his first business at just 14 years old and never looked back. He's now the founder of Legal Podcast Network, a fast-growing podcast production company serving over 100 law firms, and he's on a mission to help attorneys stand out with an authority and authenticity in a crowded digital space. In this episode, we dive into Dennis's entrepreneurial roots, how podcasting became his zone of genius, and why service-based businesses, especially in legal, need to think like media companies. We talk about monetization strategies that actually work, the power of consistency, content, and the real story behind launching a business with zero clients and scaling it to nearly 30 employees in under a year. Whether you're a founder thinking about launching a podcast or just need a dose of inspiration around finding your niche, Dennis brings the energy, honesty, and strategy. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into this conversation. I think you're my first guest that we're really going to get into podcasting. So it's going to be super interesting.
Oh, wow. I don't usually get to be the only person talking about podcasting. I'm usually a podcaster among podcasters. So happy to represent the whole genre.
Yeah. Can you tell me, you've been an entrepreneur since...
So there are true crime podcasts, and then there are another take on it. And this is crime show investigations. If you love watching TV versions of like crime shows and police shows, and my wife watches every Chicago whatever... Chicago emergency doctors, Chicago police, Chicago fire, Chicago everything, then this is the podcast for you. Crime show investigations. They take you into the show. Three people join together. They have great dialogue, great banter together, and they talk through episodes one at a time, take you through the story, give their insights and their opinions. And it's a fun companion podcast to your favorite TV show, like 911 and shows like that. So if you love that kind of TV and you're really a big fan, this would be a great podcast for you to fall in love with and to share with your friends. Crime Show Investigations. Here's a little taste. And I'm sure you're going to love it. So here you go.
Hello, investigators, and welcome to another episode of Crime Show Investigations, where three friends watch crime shows and discuss them at length. We like these shows for the investigation, and now it's time for us to investigate them. I'm Leah, your host for 911.
I'm Mari.
And I'm Violet.
And today we will be discussing 911 Season 1, Episode 5, Point of Origin.
Mid-season.
Yeah.
I forgot it was mid-season.
Yeah, this is the middle of the season. To start off our episodes, we like to ask a little bit of an icebreaker question.
If you want your podcast featured in August edition of the magazine, please reach out. I'd love to feature you. I'm going through and picking these out through research and finding these great shows. But if you want to propose to your show as a Canadian podcaster, now you don't have to be living in Canada to qualify for this. You can be from Canada living elsewhere, but we want to feature Canadian voices. And I know there's a lot of great American podcasts and UK podcasts and New Zealand podcasts. I'm seeing you in the stats, you great, beautiful people from around the world. If you're from Canada, or you live in Canada and you're a Canadian podcaster, I would love to hear from you so that we could feature you in your show. Reach out to me. We usually try to do 4-5 different podcasts every edition of the magazine. I'm willing to go big. I'll go big and we'll just add another page. So the more people that reach out, the better. And if it's free, I'm not charging you anything to be in the magazine. Come and let's talk about your show and let's get you into the magazine. And I'd love to have you even on this show to talk more about your podcast. So if you've been featured in the past or you want to be featured in the future, then let's do a quick discussion about your show and include it in here as well. It's always open to you. Reach out to me, canadianpodcaster.com. There you go. That's how easy it is. You can just be on the podcast and in the magazine. Just tell me. I'd love to connect with you. Don't forget that Pod Summit 2025 is coming up in September. It's coming fast. And if you haven't been, you need to go. And you need to get your tickets. Like, come on, get the tickets. They want to see. They want to know what's happening and who's coming. Pod Summit 2025 is in Calgary again this year. Last year was great. September 19th to the 20th in Calgary. Great hotel. Walking distance to the venue, the Grand Theater. And the Grand is just an amazing building to begin with. When you go in, go walk straight towards the theater and look at the chair that's sitting there. One of the original chairs from the theater back in the day. Let me know. Take a picture of it. Send it to me. If you go to that chair, I want to know that you've been there. Go and check it out. Great event. Tim and his team are just wonderful. You're going to love what you learn and who you're going to meet at Pod Summit 2025. Everybody, go get your tickets. Start now. Come on, start thinking about it. Move forward, act, and go learn a lot about podcasting and meet some great people. James Cridlin's going to be there. Like, come on, the guy's a superstar. Go check it out. You're going to love Pod Summit 2025. All the information in the magazine and on their website at podsummit.com. There you go. How easy is that, right? Okay. Go check out Pod Summit. I think you're going to love it. So as we head towards the door, on yet another episode here on Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, the companion show, the podcast, I just want to say thank you for everyone that's been coming in, signing up for email newsletters and email notifications. The magazine is always free. It's always on CanadianPodcaster.com. All the past editions are there. Everything's there for you. There's no paywall. You don't have to pay for any of this. There's no cost to be featured here. I am still looking for people to write articles and be a part of the conversation here on the magazine and in the magazine and on the podcast. So if you are interested, I would love to have you reach out, CanadianPodcaster.com, and tell me, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to share? Do you got an article, an opinion piece, a blog, whatever you got? If you want to grow your Substack and you want more subscribers, then write something about Canadian podcasting and we'll feature you so we can send people to your Substack. Whatever it is, I'd love to connect with you and have you here in the community talking about Canadian podcasting and talking to Canadian podcasters. This is designed for you as a fellow Canadian so we can share our voices. And I'd love to feature you. So you can always reach out to me. Also, we have our SpeakPipe. There's a way for you to leave a voice message. Any voice message I get that supports Canadian podcasters and a tool, a service, another show or whatever, another Canadian voice, I'll bring it into the podcast. I'd love to do that. So please reach out. Love to hear from you and love to have you part of this great community that we're building here. So here's a voice message that was received just recently. Thank you so much. But here's an example of what we can do and what you can do by just quickly clicking on that SpeakPipe link and leaving me a message. Here's a message that came in to the show.
Hello, my name is Robert, and I listen to podcasts, and I think this magazine is great. I love finding new Canadian podcasts to listen to. Thanks for what you do, and I like the podcast as well. This is a great idea. Canadian Podcaster magazine is really fun. I like how I can flip pages. It's really cool. Thank you for all that you do. Again, this is Robert. Thanks. And to you podcasts everybody, you're really enjoying this.
Hey, Robert, thank you so much for the message. That's kind of you to leave that. If you want to leave your message for the Canadian Podcaster Online magazine, go to CanadianPodcaster.com. Go to our SpeakPipe and click that button. It's completely free for you, and you can leave a message up to 5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes. And tell us about what you love about Canadian podcasting, about your show, anything. We'd love to hear your voice and bring it into the show as well. And I'd love to get your feedback on the August edition in progress as we speak. We're busy, busy, busy getting this ready for you for August. If you want to contribute, CanadianPodcaster.com is where you go. And we'd love to have your contributions to the next edition. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the magazine with your favorite podcaster in your world. And we'll talk soon on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, in the magazine, and on the show. Thanks for being here. And thank you for being a voice in Canada for the podcasting community. Really appreciate you being here. Cheers.